far, far over the horizon, far to the northwest, far across the oily blue-green billows, which were rising, lashing their tops into rippling white peaks of foam, far over the abysses and deeps of the heaving seas, far from the peace and calm of Redwall Abbey, stood Gabool the Wild. Clouds of jet black and slate grey boiled down out of the sky to meet the lashing waves. A blast of hot wind, like the gust from Hell Furnace doors, set Gabool's scarlet cape fluttering as he stood on the high cliffs of his island, defying the elements. Thunder boomed out, forked lightning ripped through the lowering vault of the sky. Gabool drew his jewel-hilted sword and waved it at the storm as he roared and laughed in exultation. The deadly curved blade, with its sharp double edges, hummed and sang against the wind. Gabool the Wild ruled the seas. He was the dread lord of Terremort Island, king of the sea rats, warlord of all rodent corsairs, captain of captains. No creature alive was a fiercer fighter than Gabool. From the lowly position of a young scully rat, he had fought his way up to be the biggest, the most savage, the cruelest, and the most ruthless. In all the seas and oceans, there had never been a rat like Gabool the Wild. Huge gold hoops dangled from his ears. His fangs, which he had lost long ago in hard-fought combat, were replaced by sharp-jutting gold canines, each one set with a glinting green emerald. Below his weird yellow blood-flecked eyes, an enormous dark beard sprouted and curled, spilling down to his broad chest, silk ribbons of blue and red woven through it. Whenever Gabool moved, his rings, bracelets, medals and buckles jangled, gold, turquoise, silver, ivory, plunder from the far places of the high seas. Strange weapons with shimmering twisted blades were thrust into the purple sash about his waist, dangerous to serve and deadly to trust. He stood laughing in the teeth of the gale, satisfied that the creature who had dared go against him was now fish bait on the seabed. Thunder crashed overhead as the skies released a deluge of whipping, lashing rain. Lightning crackled around the rocky tor, illuminating the barbaric figure as if even the high heavens were challenging him. The warlord of all waters threw back his huge head and shrieked out his battle cry to the storm. The pitiful tiny figure of a mousemaid was hailed about like a chip of bark in the eastward rush of high-roaring seas. Tormented rolling waves, whipped to a frenzy by the screeching wind, billowed and swelled, long-combing chariots pulled fiercely along by tossing white stallions of foam and spray. The mousemaid, partially stunned, dared not even let one paw free to undo the rope about her neck. Her numbed paws clung grimly to a jagged spar of driftwood as she plunged wildly about in the maddened waters. Now on top of a wave, high as a castle, hurtling down blue-green valleys into a trough that yawned like a deep, dark monster mouth, now being spun sideways with the spume, now being flung backwards from greater heights to vaster depths. The rope became tangled around the wooden spar. Painfully, the little maid tried to bite at the hemp. Seawater gushed into her mouth, and she retched as the water threatened to choke her. A flailing end of rope struck her across the eyes. Unthinkingly, she let go of the spar. It whipped off in a different direction from her. With both paws tearing feebly at the rope circling her neck, she was shaken about like a small fish upon rod and line. All consciousness was finally beaten from her body when the spar struck her across the head and the helpless figure was lost amid the pounding, crashing seas. Obscured by the boiling cloud curtains above the maelstrom, not even the stars or moon were witness to the fate of the little mousemaid, victim of Gabool's cruel whim.